Gas price average soars to over $6 in California counties. By Hannah Blow on May 10, 2022. The national gas price average hit a new record high in the U.S. on Tuesday, with counties in blue California seeing average prices well over $6 per gallon. The national gas price average reached a record high Tuesday at $4.374 per gallon for regular gasoline, according to AAA. That reflects a 26-cent increase over the last month. In comparison, 1 year ago, the national gas price average stood at $2.967, but it has continued to skyrocket over the course of Biden's presidency. As of Tuesday, the mid-grade gas average stood at $4.724 and premium stood at $5.011. Diesel has skyrocketed as well, seeing an average of $5.550, well over $2 more than it was 1 year ago. Some states are experiencing worse prices than others. In Blue California, for instance, the statewide gas price average is $5.841. However, the average is over $6 in a handful of Golden State counties, including San Luis Obispo, $6.042, San Mateo, $6.045, San Francisco, $6.043, Marin, $6.054, Sonoma, $6.016, Humboldt, $6.220, Del Norte, $6.132, Inyo, $6.089, and Mono, $6.617. The overall gas price average for diesel in California is over $1 more than the national average, standing at $6.512. Other states seeing an average higher than the national figure include Alaska, $4.772, Arizona, $4.669, Nevada, $5.125, Utah, $4.493, Idaho, $4.484, Oregon, $4.851, Washington, $4.871, Illinois, $4.693, Maryland, $4.414, Delaware, $4.404, Pennsylvania, $4.541, New York, $4.569, New Jersey, $4.490, Massachusetts, $4.427, Vermont, $4.439, and Maine, $4.401. Missouri is reporting the lowest state average, coming in at $3.933 as of Tuesday. This trend spells trouble for Democrats as they head into the midterm elections, as many Americans blame Democrat leadership and President Biden himself for rising gas prices, as he stifled American energy production on day one. Democrats, however, are in denial, publicly, at least, blaming oil and gas companies, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for the rise in prices, even though it was on the rise far before the invasion. No. I don't think the public is blaming Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, told reporters last month. I think they're blaming oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry, she added. Watch. Biden has also failed to take responsibility for the current state of affairs, telling reporters on Tuesday that, I think our policies help, not hurt.